A Life Reimagined. My Journey of Hope in the Midst of Loss. Written and read by me, Jill Halfpenny. Dedicated to Dad and Matt. Prologue. My dress is a classic red lace Dolce & Gabbana. I bought it last week, along with a small black jacket, which the lady in the shop told me really finished off the look. I check the mirror. I feel good. Confident, even. The lady was right, the jacket does pull it all together. My hair is up and I finish off with a red lipstick. I feel excited and I feel nervous. I'm off to the Theatre Royal Drury Lane. It's a 5-minute walk from my flat in Covent Garden. Tonight is the Olivier Awards and I have been nominated for Best Supporting Role in a Musical. I can't quite believe it's real, but it is, and off I go. It's a beautiful, balmy night in London. Maybe I don't need the jacket. No, the lady said it looked great. I arrive at the theatre and do the red carpet, something I usually hate, but tonight I feel good. So I pose and I smile, and then I walk into the foyer to meet my friends. We chat and we giggle as we take our seats. The lights dim, the music plays, and the ceremony begins. I'm starting to feel a bit edgy. I know my category is up fairly early on, so I sit tight and tell myself the wait will be over soon. I feel really happy to be nominated, but to win. I wonder what that would feel like. I try not to get too distracted, and before I know it, the nominations are being read out. The winner of Best Supporting Role in a Musical goes to Jill Halfpenny. I can't believe it. I genuinely didn't expect to hear my name. I'm shocked as I make my way up to the podium. I give my acceptance speech and off I walk into the winner's lounge. I'm thrilled. I'm delighted. And then things take a bit of a strange turn. I slowly begin to feel, well, the same. My newfound confidence of approximately 60 seconds ago is waning. I thought I would feel different. I thought people would see me differently. But I'm being interviewed and photographed by people who don't seem to be that bothered. Okay, I know what this is. I didn't win Best Lead Role. I won Best Supporting Role. Maybe when you win Best Lead Role, you feel like you've arrived. Maybe that's when people look at you differently. The minutes roll by and I hear the next winner and the winner after that being announced. My time slot to be the most sought-after person in the room is running out. It's funny though. They do seem to be really interested in talking to these new winners. The night continues in a blur of interviews, congratulatory hugs and calls to my family who are just so happy for me. In fact, they seem happier than I am. Somehow I can't shake off the feeling of not feeling changed. I expected to feel a sense of arrival, of belonging, of finally feeling as though I deserve a place at the table. Exactly a week later, I am outside the same theatre with my son Harvey. He's potty training and he has pooed himself right on the steps of Drury Lane. He desperately wants to go to the park, so I decide to change and clean him right there rather than go back home. Only a week ago, I was picking up a beautiful bronze statue and now I'm picking up Harvey's poo. A few days later, I see an article in a magazine. It's a Who Wore It Better? And it's me and Isla Fisher in the Dolce & Gabbana dress. She wins. By a large margin. She isn't wearing the black jacket. Damn. Dear listener, this isn't a book about the Oliviers or fancy dresses and ceremonies. This is about the journey I've been on with my grief and how I was in danger of letting it rob me of all my joy. How my trauma threatened to overshadow all the beautiful, precious moments in my life because it was left unprocessed and unattended to. I will share with you how I came to understand the leading role it played in my life. I desperately tried to outrun it, but it caught up with me, and thank God it did. This is the story of how I was finally able to accept myself by facing my grief and allowing myself to die a little. Part 1. Opening Act. Chapter 1. Backstory. There was only one picture in